bullied.
Gotta admit, I do not have warm feelings toward Peninna. She treated Hannah cruelly. She provoked her just to irritate her. What she did to Hannah was awful, unkind, unconscionable, and simply mean. In today's reading, her cruelty is glaring. Yeah, she was jealous. Elkanah was more generous with Hannah. Peninnah acted out of that jealousy. But what she did was bullying. It was cruel. It was unnecessary. I am one who seeks to live out the phrase, no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you're welcome here. And I have a really difficult time showing kindness and love for folks who bully, manipulate, exploit, ridicule, and abuse others. I have a difficult time showing kindness and love for folks who bully, make up lies, distort what other people say, use fear and hate as weapons, call some of God's children evil and cruel names, and do it all while calling themselves Christian. I have an even more difficult time when people who are called out for bullying, making up lies, distorting what other people say, using fear and hate as weapons, calling some of God's children evil and cruel names, and doing it while calling themselves Christian, claim they are being persecuted and sound the, "I'm offended that you would make an association or an accusation like that. You're a terrible, rude person for doing that." Maybe I should tell you what I really think. It has gotten increasingly difficult to think even kind thoughts about folks who attack mask wearing and the COVID vaccines as personal choices, while ignoring the danger they put others in as a result, as this pandemic continues. It has gotten increasingly difficult to think even kind thoughts about folks who marginalize a culture, a skin color, a religion, or a nationality because of the acts of people who wish to instill fear and hatred in order to get their agenda across, while at the same time dismissing the frequent actions of those who come from a place, a gender, or color of privilege who commit terroristic acts as an aberration. We have racial tension and hatred, violence, and homegrown terrorism in our cities, college campuses, concerts, bars, schools, too many places. It reminds us that there is continual work to be done toward ending the cycle of violence and working towards a world of peace, equality, and justice. Recent attacks in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Marshall, Texas, Joliet, Illinois, and countless other U.S. cities are not the only attacks. Not only are they attacks on all of humanity, and universal values that I thought we as a global community share, but my goodness. In 2021, there have also been major attacks in Afghanistan, Burkina Faso, Pakistan, Mozambique, Indonesia, Iraq, Nigeria, Peru, New Zealand, England, Syria, Jerusalem, Palestine. The list is endless. I can't continue to see the silver lining by pointing out the good people who do good things in the midst of tragedy. People are good, and far too often, people do despicable things. But please know that painting all people of an entire culture or skin color or religion or nationality with one brush does not help. And violence met with violence only produces more violence, threats of violence. And getting tough only produced more violence. Terror met with terror only produces more terror. War met with war only produces more war. We have to work for a better way, a better future, rooted in peace. This violence, it isn't part of God's plan. Or if it is, God is a terrible planner. And I don't think that's the case. We are just not living out love, preferring hate, fear, and violence to love, justice, and peace. Pain, anger. I'm angry. And somehow, I don't even know how, I'm also hopeful. Hannah was somehow hopeful too. She was really upset about not having a baby. Elkanah tried to console her. He didn't do a great job. Aren't I better than 10 sons? No. Hannah was still deeply distressed. And she prayed. She prayed and prayed and prayed. She bargained with God and promised that if she had a boy, she would dedicate him as one who would serve God always. She prayed constantly. She prayed without making noise, but still moving her lips. Eli, the priest, thought she was drunk. She wasn't. She told him why she was praying, and he said, "May God grant your request." God did. Does that mean we can bargain with God? Folks usually gloss over that bit. Let me just say it. Leave it at that. Hannah had a son named Samuel. He served God. He grew up to be the leader who anointed Saul and David, kings of Israel, happily ever after. All right, the Bible doesn't say that Hannah made snippy comments back at Peninnah, but I kind of hope she did, and I kind of hope she didn't. The Bible doesn't say anything more about Peninnah at all. I'm going to still hold on to that anger directed at Peninnah, but I'm trying to focus on what Hannah did. She was upset. She was greatly distressed. She wouldn't eat. She was miserable. She was anxious. She was vexed. She wasn't drunk. And she poured out her soul to God. There is nothing we cannot pour out to God. Jumbled thoughts, powerful emotions, pour it out. Trouble naming, feeling, or even acknowledging what it is, pour it out. It's good for the entire system to let emotions out rather than hold them in. And God hears our prayers. I know that the happily ever after Hannah experienced isn't the way that things always happen. And it wasn't happily ever after for Hannah either. It's not the way things usually happen. But God does hear our prayers. No conditions. So, having trouble forgiving someone? Angry? Done? Happy? Want to give me a stern talking to about masks and vaccines? Thinking that lightning would strike you if you ever came to church or went to an online service? Wait, you're in an online service now. You know what I mean. Scared? Feeling like marginalizing someone different than you are? Drunk? Made a mistake? Strong? Don't think that you're good? Grieving? Doubting? Not doing it right? Filled with bitterness? God hears our prayers. Angry, happy, done, unbelieving, scared, unkind, drunk, mistaken, strong, not good, grieving, doubting, not doing it right. Pour it out to all. To the global community, let's pour it out together. Prayers to the Holy One. Amen.